What's up, everybody? This is Chocolate. I hope everybody is doing well. Happy New Year to everybody. Well, it's 2023. 2022 is in the books. But I would be remiss if I did not count down my top five news stories from 2022. Now, would I? So let's get into it. I'm going to tell you my top five. Try to guess to see what my top five are and see if yours matches mine. The top five news stories from 2022, according to the Chocolate Girl, that is. All right, you ready? Let's get into it. All right, 2022. Boy, we had some doozies. After 2020 and 2021, we couldn't even predict the wildness of 2022. Some stories were monumental. Some were wild and crazy. Some weren't wild and crazy. Some were sad. Some were charming and heartwarming. Some changed the country forever. And then, of course, you know, the sadness comes when we lose people. We lost some of the greats in 2022. But let's get into this, some of the crazy stories we heard. Like 2022, the true king of R&B, R. Kelly, got sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for child porn and sex trafficking, among other charges. Something else that happened was a California state-funded agency that began investigating the need for reparations for Black Americans and how much it should look like. They found that indeed reparations are necessary for African Americans due to the treatment, the enslavement, but also the housing segregation, the poor education, and the institutionalized systemic racism across the country, targeting specifically Black Americans that still exist today. The agency, who will release a report in 2023 this year, says that Black Americans are owed around $223,000 per person based on their findings. Wow, I can't wait for that report to come out. Another wild story. Do you remember Deshaun Watson, right? The Houston Texan quarterback that was accused of sexual misconduct by over 30 women? Well, the Houston Texans traded him to the Cleveland Browns, and then all of a sudden, almost all the women settled their cases out of court for undisclosed amounts, I might add. Isn't that interesting? So he ends up being suspended the first several games of the season. And of course, after not playing nearly two seasons, people were in disbelief because he wasn't playing that well. Well, gosh, he's been out. He's been sitting on a bench for two years. This story has just been a big mess from the beginning, but it didn't make my top five list. It was messy, but nah, not the top five. Of course, we had that big old fiasco at the Oscars where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, causing an uproar and death threats, and the continued vilification of Jada Pinkett Smith. For me, this situation was the most overcover situation of the year. That's the title and the award that that incident wins for me. It's kind of like the Draymond Green smack of Jordan Poole. Overcovered, but because their teammates, though, on the world champion Golden State Warriors, this may impact the team this season, and the Warriors aren't looking very good right now. So we'll see if it affects their play going forward. The Celtics coach, that scandal, Ime Udoka, he was suspended for the season for some sexual inappropriateness with some people on staff there. And then, of course, the Suns and Mercury owner, Robert Sarver, was suspended a year and fined $10 million for workplace misconduct based on racism and sexism in the workplace. He just sold the team about a month ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. Excuse me, for $4 billion to mortgage lender Matt Ishbia. Boy, I wish I had Matt's money. But anyway, politically, Some things were wild in 2022 as well. Of course, the biggest news, Russia attacked Ukraine. That was a hot button issue, and it even affected our supply chain of goods across many industries. The Republicans are still denying that global warming and climate change exists. This 19-year-old Greta Thunberg is still calling for the world to take this seriously, and the Republicans are burying their heads in the sand. They have many Americans believing or not believing in science at all. Everything from climate change, acid rain, to COVID-19. They're just confusing everybody and muddying the water. So nobody knows what's real and what's not now anymore, it seems like. The misinformation the Republicans have dealt America is the single most threat to our democracy. It will take decades for us to erase and recover from what has happened over the past 6 years. But given everything that happened in 2022, here's my top five stories that happened in that year. Number five, the arrest and detainment of Brittany Griner. She was arrested at a Russian airport as she entered the country to play on their women's basketball team. She had won championships for them before. According to Russian officials, she had cannabis residue or TCB residue on her canisters that she had. This story blew up with many Americans saying they didn't care about her being captured because she hates America. For the record, Brittany never said she hates America. She protested against racial suppression in America against Black people. Protesting is a fundamental right of all Americans. Folks said to leave her there and rescue the spy that is an ex-Marine because he was in the military, not considering his dishonorable discharge or anything else. Proving again, you can do anything but stand up against racism against Black people in America. After 294 days in captivity, finally, Brittany Griner was released in exchange for this dude. That's really kind of a scary dude, though. His name is Viktor Bondt, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, who sold weapons to people out to kill Americans. That's why so many people were in uproar. We almost felt like we didn't have a choice, though. How else were we going to get her home? And we knew her days were numbered when they moved her to that jail colony. Had to get her out. So, yeah, it's kind of scary that he's out, but that was the only deal that they would agree to. And the vitriol seen on social media really brought out the racism and homophobia that's woven into the fabric of this country. So that was five. Number four, the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court as its 116th Associate Justice and the first African-American woman to serve in that position on that court. So for me as a Black woman, this brought me so much joy after watching her hearings, where she proved that she is more qualified than even the Chief Justice Roberts himself to serve on that court. Her confirmation could not be denied. The third top one, Roe v. Wade being overturned. This is why those sneaky, dishonest thugs who are the leaders of the Republican Party would not allow President Obama to appoint a justice within the last part of his term after Justice Ginsburg died, but then rushed to appoint two when 45 was in office, one for the Ginsburg earlier on and the other when the other sent seat became vacant right before his term ended. The hypocrisy the Republicans showed was unbelievable, but yet their supporters kept on supporting, and now female Republicans no longer have federal protection of their rights to choose. This fight is going to be ugly. The so-called right to life folks think they're winning. Nope. Many states passed legislation by the state protecting abortion access, and more will be passed. Also, with the Senate majority Democrat, I wouldn't be surprised if Congress doesn't end up finally codifying abortion access and right to choose soon. Oh, the second most talked about is the high-profile mass shootings in the United States, especially in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. Now, and yet Republicans still refuse to support returning to outlawing assault weapons and lying, saying Democrats want to take our guns away. But Saturday, May 14th, 2022, in Buffalo, New York, this white supremacist, Peyton Gendron, walked into the house. And he went in and he killed his grandmother. The guy got in the car and went to the school and shot up the teachers and kids in Uvalde, Texas. And then the one in Buffalo, New York, he went into the Tops grocery store. It's just crazy. So in Buffalo, he walked into the Tops supermarket that he previously had staked out and confirmed was frequented by black shoppers. He opened fire while live on social media, intentionally shooting 13 people, killing 10, and letting one white guy go, saying to him, "Oh, my bad," when he saw that he's white, so he didn't shoot him. The gunman was taken alive, of course, and charged with 27 federal hate crimes along with multiple state charges. Evidence shows he is a follower of white supremacist leaders and said he was doing it to defend the white race. 10 days after that mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, an 18-year-old male was shot. An 18-year-old male shot his grandmother, drove to Uvalde, Texas's Robb Elementary School, went into the school uninhibited, barricaded himself in a classroom, and shot 39 people, killing 22 of them, and 19 of those 22 were children, before finally finally getting taken. This is the worst mass shooting I have heard about in a long time. There were other mass shootings. May 15th of last year, in Laguna Woods, California, David Chow, age 68, killed one person and wounded four others at the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church. The church members overpowered and hogtied him until authorities arrived. October 13th in 22, here in Raleigh, where I live, a white male juvenile walked through a neighborhood along the Neuse River Greenway, shooting and killing at least five people, including an off-duty officer. He had a rifle. November 3rd, not too long ago, Charlottesville, Virginia, three University of Virginia football players were shot and killed and two others wounded when a former football player opened fire on them while they were sitting on a bus in the parking garage. November the 20th, just 17 days later in Colorado Springs, a gunman opened fire at an LGBTQ nightclub, killing at least five, injuring 18 people. And the gunman, again, was taken alive. I tell you, it just unnerves me when I think about the injustice. But anyway, they were taken alive. Well, most of these deaths were caused by a gunman with an assault weapon. Despite pleas to go back to banning these weapons, Republicans just say guns don't kill people. People kill people. Gun control laws do not infringe on our Second Amendment rights, Republicans. That is a blatant lie to say that they do. When these weapons were outlawed, deaths by these weapons decreased tremendously. Why people won't acknowledge this is unfathomable, and why as a nation we don't go back to this right away with urgency is beyond me. So now, Can you guess what my number one story or incident of 2022 is? You think you can guess it? Well, it has to be the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That is the number one story of 2022 to me. It ought to be. Some of you probably paying more attention to a fight between Nicki Minaj and Offset or something. That is not the most pressing issue. This right here, this is the most precious pressing issue. So, the Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is the main story. It was the most heinous act of terrorism since the Oklahoma City bombing, in my opinion. It's worse because this insurrection is a danger to the existence of our democracy and our republic. If you recall, after 45 Problems got all of his followers riled up and believing the election wasn't legit, hundreds of folks took off work, went to his rally, and afterwards he said, "Go to the Capitol." So the mob marched and rushed over to the Capitol. One person actually was carrying the Confederate flag. They were threatening to kill the vice president, trying to find Speaker Pelosi, also vandalizing and desecrating the Capitol, wounding law enforcement agents, terrorizing congressmen and women. It was the most bizarre and frightening thing I've seen 911 being called on. So in the hearings, the committee laid out all the proof that 45 Problems, which was the former president that came before Joe Biden, purposely lied, saying the election was stolen and illegitimate. His advisors warned him against doing this, but he did it anyway. All his crew knowing he lied, he lied and riled up MAGA. He tried to coerce the poll workers to lie about the count. He tried to get Secretary of State to find him some more votes and lie with stale documents, lie to the public, encourage the insurrectionists to hang Mike Pence. But everyone's life's in danger, and all of this to maintain power like a dictator. So many people refuse to see that what this dude has done is mafia behavior. Nothing short of thuggery. Their report has been released. Now we wait to see the outcome. Will he go to prison? Will they bar him from ever holding office again? This is a critical flashpoint in the history of our nation. If 45 Problems gets away with this, where will this nation be? Time will tell. I tell you, it's going to have to tell. So to wrap this story up, I would like to acknowledge some greats that we lost in 2022. So let's start with lovable Louis Anderson. He was an actor and a comedian. Andre Leon Talley, who was a fashion icon, a fashion editor, and a fashion industry just warrior. Rest in peace, Andre. Bob Saget, you might remember him from Full House, actor and a comedian. He passed away. Sidney Poitier, the great Oscar-winning Sidney Poitier, passed away. Dan Reeves, a former NFL coach, passed away. A woman named Authorine Lucy Foster passed away, and she was the first black student at the University of Alabama. And when she died, she was 92 years old. Wow. And then, of course, William Hurt died. He was an actor. The former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, passed away. DJ K. Slay, who's a radio star and a mixtape creator. Naomi Judd, Peter Moore, who discovered the Nike Air Jordan. NBA greats Bob Lanier, Ray Liotta, James Caan, and Paul Sorvino. All of my Sopranos buddies. Yeah. All these people passed away. It's really something. Let's add on to that NBA great Bob Lanier. Did I say that? Well, also the great Bill Russell. Nichelle Nichols, who was Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. Actress Olivia Newton-John. Former CNN anchor Bernard Shaw. The musician Ramsey Lewis. Rapper Coolio. And the country icon Loretta Lynn. Angela Lansbury, you know, the Murder, She Wrote lady. Rapper Takeoff. And former CNN sports anchor Fred Hickman. He recently passed away. Irene Cara, Kirstie Alley. They both passed away. NBA great Paul Silas. And, of course, Anita Pointer of the Pointer Sisters both passed away. But I'm still also reeling at the passing of our running back, Franco Harris. At the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, he wasn't even able to make it to the ceremony because he passed away days before. Well, may they all rest in peace. They are all in better places, I'm quite sure. So that's the episode for today. I thank you for listening. Please be sure to subscribe, like, and share the show. And listen to my other episodes because you will never know what the Chocolate Girl might say. Follow me on social media under the name Chocolate Writer and my website, thechocolatewriter.com. Catch me on Facebook Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk Your Ish Tuesday and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on The Side Joan. Just podcasting. That's all. So do you agree with my top 5 news stories of 2022? Let me know. And as always, I wish you nothing but love, peace, and of course, some magnificent chocolate, right? Bye, folks.